It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And coincidentally today for Grown Woman Wellness, I talked about mental health. Well, the Kansas City Health Department has launched a new online hub to make it easier for residents to find free, confidential mental health support. On the line is the director of the Kansas City Health Department, Dr. Marvia Jones, to share more. How are you doing today, sis?
I'm doing well. Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Tell us about this line, because there's so many, from what I understand, you all did a mental health survey and found over 650 residents are experiencing many emotional and mental things, and sometimes access is the barrier.
Absolutely, Julie. One of the most striking and disappointing things that we found was that one in four people who was experiencing some type of mental health illness or problem or just concern, one in four of them was unable to get to care or any sort of support in time. They did not get that they were on waiting lists, and they just weren't able to receive the care that they wanted.
Oh, man, that's wonderful. And from what I understand, it's 24/7, and people can find, what about for caregivers? Because I know that can be mentally taxing and physically, honestly. Is there a support system for there as well?
Absolutely. So one of the parts of the Mental Health Hub is called the Caregiver app. And what that is for the person who is walking alongside somebody who is experiencing any type of mental lack of wellness. I'm going to say that broadly. Maybe that person is trying to recover from substance use, or they're dealing with anxiety, or they already have a diagnosis, but you're the caregiver having to kind of help them along. We know that that is taxing as well, as you said. And so there is a component of this platform that is specifically for those folks to log in and get their own support for, hey, how do you show up for them? Hey, what are they dealing with? What are some things about their condition maybe you don't understand? And how can you better show up for them and take care of yourself while you're at it?
I love it. Now, what is the website, Dr. Jones?
Hey, if you were to go to Casey Moe and /health, and you'll see along the side, it says mental health tools, mental health hub, and all of those are there. So people can find us really easily. You can just, if you put in Google Kansas City Health Department and then mental health, it comes right up. So you can search and find it many ways.
All right. And one last thing, I heard on the streets is talking, Dr. Jones, you're having a youth summit on March 13th. I know it's a couple days away. Tell us a little bit about that and if it's too late for some youth to get involved.
Yes, thank you for that. And it's really timely because there is a component of that summit where they're going to talk about youth mental health. And that it's really important for young people to be engaged in that conversation. And so we'll talk a little bit about these tools as well. But that summit is really so that the young people in our community are able to come, join together, hear what other folks are talking about. They'll hear directly from the electeds there. I mean, we have some really good folks who are going to talk to them, some of the elected folks who have a lot of initiatives that young people would care about. And the young people will be able to express their concerns, their feelings about just being a resident of our city. So it's going to be a really fun opportunity, but also a very informative one.
Thank you, Dr. Marvia Jones, for sharing that information. I know you got to run back into your conference because you're out of town. But publicist with the Kansas City Health Department, April Leonard, can you give them the website for the youth workshop this Friday?
Absolutely. So residents can visit or Kansas City youth between the age 9 to 12, or I'm sorry, grade 9 to 12. Can visit kcmo.gov/health, and they'll see all the information about the summit, the youth summit, but also it's going to be at the Kansas City Convention Center this Friday. So we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much, April. Look forward to talking to you both again.
Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Bye.